Hey there, welcome along. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. Of course, it's Damon back with the 9to5 Google Daily, this time for March 16th, 2020. This is our super quick overview of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the weekend and past 24 hours. After some code digging in the Google Camera 7.4 build that was part of the recent Pixel 4a leaks, there is a strong suggestion that the upcoming Pixel 5 and 5 XL might not be flagship phones in the traditional sense. We've speculated before, but the evidence relates to some code that refers to camera configurations, with some confirmation that the Pixel 5 series will come with the Snapdragon 65G 5G-enabled chipset, rather than the Snapdragon 865. The A series devices could have been a testbed as well for mid-range devices, and actually prove that you can get a Pixel experience without needing the highest-end internals. How you feel about the Pixel 5 being a mid-range smartphone will undoubtedly be determined by the pricing, we're sure. Google is testing an even faster launch of the new Maps AR Live View that is designed to give you more accurate live directions when navigating. At the moment, the feature is a little bit buried within the application, but we're seeing a test that quickly launches into the AR mode with all of the floating pins and other information in 3D within the camera viewfinder so that you can get where you need to go without much difficulty. YouTube TV is now rolling out a mark as watched option for TV shows that you've seen within the streaming service. It's a long awaited and admittedly basic feature that has been missing, but it will help improve your search results and even your future recommendations. The rollout is currently ongoing, so expect to see the option if you are a YouTube TV subscriber over the coming weeks. Over the precipice of the weekend, US President Donald Trump announced that the US government was working side by side with Google to build a COVID-19 screening and information website. Mr. Trump wasn't technically right by name dropping Google, but it was Verily, its sister company, that was leading the project. Well, it's now live in San Francisco with the site giving important information on whether you should get tested for the virus, and it's set to roll out over the coming days to more states and cities in the US. And finally, after issues surfaced back in January with the Google Camera app, this has now led to a flurry of negative and one-star reviews of the app on the Google Play Store, with many reviews citing the Pixel 2 as the most affected device. Many people are simply unable to use their camera app as it crashes when loading or even when the shut button is pressed when the app is open. It's not sure though if Google is working on a fix, but we've pressed them for a response, so let's hope a fix and some more information is coming soon. That was a bite-sized overview of all of the top news stories of the day in the past 24 hours. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.